Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Monday, May 26, 2025, is Transportation during the 2024 Summer Olympics and Paralympics. Transportation played a critical part in the success of the 2024 Summer Olympics and Paralympics, hosted in Paris, France. Due to the scale of the event, moving athletes, officials, media and spectators to competition venues constituted a major challenge. As part of Paris's bid for the Games, officials stated that 100% of spectators would use public transport, and the compact arrangement of venues would deliver short journey times. Over €500 million was invested in improvements to transportation infrastructure for the Games. A mobile app was developed to facilitate spectator travel by offering a route calculator that can adapt to hazards. To assist travelers, 5,000 agents, identifiable by purple vests, were deployed in the stations and at bus stops. Most bus lines were accessible to people with reduced mobility, but with limited capacity in cases of high demand, such as during the Paralympic Games, 1,000 taxis accessible to people in wheelchairs were made available. The vast majority of Paris metro stations were still not accessible to all, but some 150 wheelchair-accessible shuttles were provided to transport spectators between venues and an accessible station. Security around the transportation system was heavy and coordinated, but on July 26, 2024, the day of the 2024 Summer Olympics opening ceremony, a series of arson attacks disrupted rail services. A stated goal of Paris 2024 was to have the carbon footprint of the Olympic and Paralympic Games compared with London 2012 and Rio 2016. The organizers estimated that more than a third of the greenhouse gas emissions linked to the Games would be from the transport of athletes and spectators. To meet this goal, all venues were made accessible by bicycle and public transport. Public transport was extended and improved, and services increased. Some 415 kilometers, 258 miles, of cycle paths were created, linking major venues, with 27,000 temporary bicycle racks installed. The goal of having carbon emissions was ultimately met, with an estimated 1.59 million tons of CO2 equivalent, which represented a 54.6% reduction compared to the London and Rio average. Of this, 53% of the carbon footprint, about 833,600 tons of CO2 equivalent, was incurred by visitors traveling to the Games. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 055 UTC on Monday, May 26, 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for transportation during the 2024 Summer Olympics and Paralympics. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Kendra.